A good Erev Shabbos. I'd like to share with you what I think is Chizuk, Be'ezer Hashem. Chizuk for the times we live in, but Chizuk from this week's parasha, which is really a beautiful idea. And what I'd like to share with you is perhaps something very mysterious. We all know that Avraham Avinu was the world's greatest kiruv worker. Avraham Avinu, somehow people walked into his house, hard to explain how, when, or why. But people became nisgayer, people became gerim after they ate in his house, which is a bit of a mystery. We find gerim over the years in Klal Yisrael. Yisrael witnessed tremendous nisim. Okay? Naaman was a famous ger who went ahead and he saw nisim, he saw his whole body heal when he went into the Yarden, when the Navi told him. There were stories. But what was Avraham Avinu's secret? Incredible. Avraham Avinu somehow had this power. People walked into his house and they became gerim and they left. I don't know about you. I have non-Jews that come into my house to service the appliances, to clean, whatever else they do. To date, I have none of them that just became this geyer just because they spent time in my house. What am I doing wrong? Or what did Avraham Avinu do right? So I heard a pshat from Rabbi Ephraim Waxman, and he shared the pshat with a story, an incredible story. And this story is going to help you understand the magic of Avraham Avinu, how Avraham Avinu magically had people come into his house and what? Transform. Listen to this amazing story. There was a Yid who went through the Holocaust in Vienna. He went through the Holocaust in Vienna. And after he finished, after he came out of the Holocaust, unfortunately, he came out emunally scathed. He came out with lots of questions on HaKadosh Baruch Hu after the Holocaust. And unfortunately, he left the Torah path. When people count the number 6 million, I always say it's not only that the number's off with all the people that were nifter afterwards, after the war, but think about the amount of Yidden that were lost from the Jewish faith. They were physically alive. Imagine their children and their grandchildren today. It's scary, the numbers. But this Yid went through and he lost his path. And nothing seemed to be able to get him turned back on to Yiddishkeit. When he came to America, he remembered in Vienna there was a Rebbe named the Kapishnitzer Rebbe that he was very close to. So he decided, you know what? Close to the Kapishnitzer Rebbe, let me go. I'm in Manhattan anyway, let me go. And he went to his shul. He went to look at what's going on. And he would watch him. He would come into the shul. He was a lost soul. He would come in, although he wasn't from, he'd come into the shul. And the Kapishnitzer Rebbe was an absolute malach. He every single day raised funds for people, fed people. He was a tzaddik like you can't imagine. And he would watch how amazing life was in the house of the Kapishnitzer. And he once, and after a few days, maybe a few weeks, I don't remember, he came back on the derech. And people tried to ask him why and when. And he told the people, I'll tell you the secret. I saw Hashem in the Kapishnitzer Rebbe's house. There's no way I can explain by nature how it's possible that he did what he did every day. It was only because of Nisim Gloyim, because he wanted to save people and help people, that he miraculously performed wonders. He says, I saw Hashem in this house. When I saw Hashem, it called my name and I came back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says Rabbi Waxman, this was the secret of the home of Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu, if you think about the story, they came in the middle of the day, Chatzais Hayayim, and before evening, read the story. There was already 3 cows slaughtered, shecht, cooked, they made bread, they made butter. All this is made fresh. There's no freezers. There's no refrigerators. All this is made fresh. And these people would watch and say, how did Avram and Sarah pull this off? It's not to be believed. How did they do this? And they had no choice but to recognize that there's a HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world. Says Rabbi Waxman, this explained the Nisim Avraham Avinu. People walked into the house and they saw the wonder and the Hashkacha Pratis and the Tziyata Deshmaya Avraham Avinu had, and they knew this Hashem. If I may carry this over to the times that we're living in now. A year ago, every one of us was full over their heads. Baruch Hashem, if you have a family, you have a job, we were up to here. We couldn't deal with it anymore. Adkan. Somehow, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with this time that we're living in, doubled and tripled everybody's workload in so many different ways. We had our kids home, and everyone's still okay. People are full when they have one child. They say we can't do anymore. They have 2 children. They have a 3rd child. Somehow, you get that siyata d'shmaya. Every Yiddish home is a nes. And as you're sitting in these difficult times and wondering how are you coping, you should have been in a home somewhere, recuperating from a nervous breakdown. And when you think about that, you should get chizuk that this Yid got in the Kapishnitz Rebbe's house. How the Siyata Deshmaya, it doesn't make any sense with all we've been through. Somehow, we're going strong, we're keeping stark. That's a nes. That's the nes that Yidden saw in Avraham Avinu's house. They walked in, they saw Avraham Avinu and Sarah could pull off, and they said, wow! I don't think our homes are any less impressive during the last couple of months. When kids are home, kids have less social stuff, kids used to go out more, kids are home. Services are more limited. Some people don't have help, some people don't have this, don't have that. Somehow we're surviving, we're vibrant, we're strong. This is the nace that turned people on in Avraham Avinu's house. And this is the nace that's going to turn on your children. But there's one condition. There is one caveat that I need to share with you. And in this week's parasha, the lesson's right there. Avraham Avinu was a great man. And he had a wonderful child with his great wife, Sarah. But there's also a story about Avraham Avinu with his not such a great wife, who didn't have such a great child, and that child's name is Yishmael. Somehow Yishmael did not turn out well. Why didn't he have the Siyata Deshmaya there? And there's an answer that I want you all to listen to. Because authentic, real life produces wonderful children. Hagar, as we know from the end of the story, goes back home to her father's home. Her entire gairus was a little bit shaky. She wasn't real. It affected her child. She did not have the siyata d'shmaya. She was walking the walk. She was talking the talk, but she was missing. She was married to Avraham Avinu. Could you tell me how someone married to Avraham Avinu can ever leave? She was just tagging along. She wasn't in it. Light. Light's parents. Same story. Haran was a copycat. We see something so incredible. When a home is real, you have siyata d'shmaya and inspires your children. Not only your children. Avraham Avinu just walking into his house made people become frum because they saw real life and they saw siyata d'shmaya. Every one of us that's living a real life, now when we're locked up, we're living a very real life. There's very little now on the side. There's almost nothing distracting us to be fake. Very real life now. And the siyata d'shmaya we're seeing in our house. have your kids and families look at it. Just like the people, if Avraham Avinu was able to inspire even the Gerim, you can at least inspire your children. Look at the Siyata Dishmaya. After 8 months, whether it's the financial situation, the emotional situation, the Shalom Bayis situation, everything at home, the fact that it's vibrant is an ace. And you could inspire your children to that ace. Or you could choose not to focus on it. There's super Siyata Dishmaya going on today. The fact that after what the world's going through, people, Baruch Hashem, for the most part, have to have parnasa. People, for the most part, are coping. You need to recognize that that's a nace. Cash in on these times. Have your children inspired from it. Don't just let it go. Think about Avraham Avinu, inspired forever the whole world because of his home. Your children are witnessing a home of Avraham and Sarah as well. It doesn't mean you're hosting guests. The guests at your table are your family. That's the inspiration. Remember what inspired a Yid that was broken. Far away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He saw Siyata Deshmaya. How when a person decides to do Ratzon Hashem, what happens? HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps out. He watched the Kapishin Tzereba. One man just helped so many people. That Siyata Deshmaya will inspire your family. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help us. That we will tap in to Avraham and Sarah. Happy home, a home full of Siyata Dishmaya, and then you zeichah to a child like Avram. But chas v'shalom, if you're Hagar, you're just walking the walk and talking the talk, and you're not, you can have a husband like Avram, or the opposite, you can have the greatest wife. You need to be parents together, working together like Avram and Sarah. You zeichah then to a Yitzchak. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us all a gavaldig week and a beautiful Shabbos. Have a wonderful, wonderful Shabbos.